Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Will Corlett. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at security operations, level one, level two, and employee engagement. I was listening to a TED Talk recently about Happy Maps. Pretty good if you want to check it out. Interesting concept. You know, Google, Apple, whatever GPS you're using will oftentimes take you either the most direct route or a route on freeways, right? The easiest route to navigate. A gentleman who was riding bikes every day was using that and kept, you know, getting pulled into high traffic or areas that weren't necessarily enjoyable. So he created this thing called Happy Maps, which is GPS, but with an overlay that allows you to select from quieter paths or paths where previous drivers had marked it as being a more enjoyable ride. So my happy map, my happier map, right? And it had me thinking about level one, level two. So tip for you, any work is enjoyable if it's appropriately engaging and if it is a career map, right, that puts someone in a happy path. If you're get them on the freeway and you're on a bicycle, not so good. If you've got them on, you know, tasks that are way above them, not so enjoyable. Or if they've already progressed from level one to level two and yet they're still stuck in a level one gig, not so good either, because then they're bored and they start missing things. And when we're in this day and age of, you know, negative unemployment, the very real risk is if you don't have a level one, level two, and level three program, and you don't have that program effectively geared towards progressing people and geared towards having the right people in the right seats, they're going to jump, and then you're going to have holes in your program, which, of course, means a greater chance for the bad guys getting in. Worse, they might stay and not be effective because they can't find another gig, right? And so then you end up creating a situation where your level one, level two is populated with people who really shouldn't be there. So how do you build an effective level one, level two, level three? Well, A, have good tasks that are appropriate for those levels. B, have a clear path for progressing people through. And C, progress those people. And if they don't progress at the right rate, either because they move too slow or too fast, be prepared to make decisions that move them. Either move them up or move them out as appropriate. It's all about balancing the employee's journey with how much they need to learn, with the rate at which they can learn, and keeping a really close pace or close eye on them personally. Not an easy trick, but when done appropriately, you got the right people who are geared, engaged at the right level, the right work. Have you seen something that works really well in this, or do you got a good fail story for me? Hit me up on social media or in comments. Cheers.